was asked regarding ladies that come to the synagogue on Shabbat and they go to the ladies section in order to hear the Sefer Torah. For that matter, they come on a Monday and Thursday, on the day that they take out Sefer Torah. Are they obligated to look at the Sefer Torah when the Sefer Torah is being taken out of the Hechal? The ladies have this obligation. Maran writes in Siman Kufla Medal in Halakha Bet, מראה פני כתיבת ספר תורה לעם העומדים מימינו ולשמאלו. The one that's carrying the Sefer shows the Sefer to the arm, to the people to the right, to the people to the left. ומחזירו לפניו ולאחריו. Frontwards and backwards. שמצווה על כל אנשים ונשים לראות הכתב. Maran writes clearly, it is a mitzvah for the ladies to look at the writing of the Sefer Torah like the men ולכרואה. And to bow a little, velomar vezot the Torah shel Sam Moshe. The Arizal writes, of course, according to the Kabbalah, that not only is it proper to see the writing, but it's proper to be close enough to make out the letters. Because he says, when you make out the letters of the Sefer Torah, the aura of the Sefer Torah is able to surround the person. So therefore, it would be incumbent upon those that are carrying the Sefer to bring it to the ladies' section in order that the ladies can see it. According to our custom, even if a lady is Teme'ah, for example, she's Nidah, still she's allowed to come to the Bet Knesset, and still she is allowed to look at the Sefer Torah, the Kedushah, even though she is Nidah at the time, even though the Ashkenazim are stringent on this, the Sephardim, we can tell our ladies they can come to synagogue at all times, and look at the Sefer Torah at all times. But it should be pointed out, ladies do not have an obligation to hear the Sefer Torah. And therefore, if a lady comes to the Izzat Nashim, she saw the Sefer, but she didn't pray Shachrit yet. She is allowed to pray Shachrit during the Sefer, while a man would not be. But a lady does not have an obligation to hear the Sefer. She can pray Shachrit during the Sefer Torah, or for that matter, if she wants to walk out to pray Shachrit in the hallway during Sefer, it's also not a problem. Because she does not have an obligation. But to talk during Sefer, she's not allowed, just like the men. And therefore, the Be'er Moshe writes, if a lady cannot control herself from talking in the synagogue at the time of Sefer, better that she wouldn't come to the synagogue in the first place. So again, we come out, regarding looking at the Sefer, the obligation is equal. Regarding listening to the Sefer, they do not have an obligation, and therefore they're able to pray while the Sefer is out, or even leave the synagogue in the middle of Sefer Torah.